What are your thoughts on today's defeat?
Disappointed, obviously. I don't think we played as well as we've been doing the past maybe 5-6 weeks. Saying that, the goals kind of change the game. It's a mistake, the first one, just it's a basic error, and when we spoke, and Paul's made a mistake, and he's big enough to admit that, and it kind of changes the game quite a bit. Second half, I thought we started quite well for 10-15 minutes of the chance, the one-on-one with Callum, maybe Lee and Brandon, but don't score. They got to score the second, and then we're left chasing a wee bit, and they controlled the rest of the game. So they were a better team, no doubt they deserved the win, but I didn't think they had millions of chances, and I say the game's definitely won and lost and both penalty boxes, and they were more clinical on us.
Mm-hmm. Cammy didn't have an awful lot to saves to make, even though Hibs have won 3-1. Yep. He didn't have a lot.
No, he said they had one or two, but nothing major. Mm-hmm. A couple of headers and stuff. And the goals are mistakes, especially the first and the third. Mm-hmm. Mistakes from us, we've got to do better. I said we'd be defending really well as a team. The players are obviously disappointed in there because we've been doing well recently, but we've got to get back up. It's a setback and you move on.
Mm-hmm. And young Callum was playing up front on his own and he put in a good shot.
He did great. See, he's obviously disappointed with the chance he had. He could maybe score or Lee and Brandon. He was disappointed. But no, he put in a good shift and put him under pressure and he's knackered in there.
And seeing Ewan Sparke back again playing, so it was good to get him back from injury.
Yeah, he's been out a month or 5 weeks, so he needs games to try and push himself towards the first team. So he needed that today. He was really tired second half, you could see it, but decided to keep him on and try and get as much minutes in the pitch. So it's great for him, and said something like Paul Allen playing against Jason Cummins is great. That's what sometimes these games are good for. And he made one mistake and he got punished, so it's great for him to learn, and said he came through it and was good after that. So games like that against experienced teams and players are great for the kids.
Mm-hmm. And your next game's Dundee United at home next week?
Yep, Dundee United at Kiltwhite at 1 o'clock.